the title for my sermonette today, or my offertory, is Discipline and Freedom. I was introduced to this term, discipline equals freedom, a few years ago. And it really stuck with me in terms of being the truth. But that being said, it's very hard to continually keep discipline foremost in mind. Oftentimes, the connotation is that discipline is not something that we want to experience throughout our lives. When we are children, we find that we are disciplined by our parents. But the Bible stipulates that this is a good thing. If you will, turn to Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 7. Hebrews 12 and verse 7. It says, if you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who have corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed, for a few days, chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruits of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Discipline, then, is not a bad thing for kids or adults. I think when you are younger, it's easier to learn to show respect and find the ground where things are easy for you if you listen to your parents. Some way along the way, a lot of teenagers, as they start to grow up, feel the need to push the boundaries, to step into the world and deal with it on their own terms. But the question I have is, does discipline have to be a bad thing that we don't look forward to? When God disciplines us, it's for our own good. Because God wants us to be partakers of his holiness. And it is God's holiness, not our own. We tend to get our thoughts twisted up and are influenced by many things. We on our own cannot comprehend what holiness truly means in each and every situation. Now, discipline is painful because it's letting go of our old ways of thinking, our old ways of doing things, and being trained to do something new and in a better way. As we just read, learning the peaceable fruits of righteousness. And no Christian is without this training. In my life, when I've held the line in any area, kept the discipline, I have found inspiration, peace, and the desire to keep going. When I allowed the line to slip, allowed myself to follow the dictates of my own heart, my own desires, then what I found is regret, confusion, anger, self-loathing, and sin. James rightly tells us this in James chapter 1 and verse 14. and 15, James 1 and verse 14, there it says, "But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death." I would challenge each of us, as we are living our lives, to really examine what we are going through in our lives and think about how God is using all these circumstances to train us in this way of righteousness. Can every situation we encounter be put through this lens of training? It seems to me that if we look at life, we can choose the meanings. It's very contextual. You know, we can choose to suffer and blindly keep doing the same things over and over again. And to some extent, we all have a tendency to do this. We sometimes refuse to look, or when we do look, then we can go back to the way that we were. Sometimes the pain isn't enough to force us to change. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 27 to 32. 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 27, we read, "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, or a woman, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." The time of sleep is growing upon this whole world. The deception and the lies are growing thicker. The veil of people's understanding is being mired deeper and deeper in Satan's control. We cannot allow ourselves to fall asleep. We have to stay vigilant, turning our lamps to be ever brighter. And we can each do this in our own way. Paul tells us this in 1 Corinthians 9, and verse 27. Starting in verse 24 through 27, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." Self-discipline takes a lot of effort and courage to do consistently. But one has to understand why they are being disciplined, and why they are temperate in all things. There has to be a reason behind why someone would want to put in strenuous effort into something. Paul is talking about those who are trying to win a race or to win in boxing. It takes an incredible amount of discipline to win in these arenas. In studying what it takes to win a long endurance race or anything that is physically strenuous, the littlest details stack up and they matter. Routines matter. Being careful what you eat matters. Being careful what you think matters. Everything matters. We are not in this physical life for temporary prizes. And we may compete in some physical ways, but we all know what we are truly fighting for. Do we each firmly believe that we will make it into God's kingdom? Do we fully realize the strain and the effort that it's going to take to make it into his kingdom? Your Christ, in typical fashion, gave a parable to iterate what it takes to follow after him and the Father. In Luke chapter 14, in verse 25-33, Luke 14, verse 25, says, "Now great multitudes went with him. And he turned and said to them, 'If one comes to me and does not hate his father and his mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross to come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, when he has enough to finish it? Lest when he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all who see him begin to mock him, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish." Or what king, going to war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple." Our ability to do things is now. Our time to challenge ourselves and to know why we are living this way and what we are doing it for is so important. We should walk away from this feast with renewed energy and zeal so that we are willing to look into our lives and fix those areas that need addressing, so that we can continue on this path. When we are disciplined in our lives with things like prayer, Bible study, meditation, we gain freedom from the claws and the grasps of this world. When we neglect these things, we put God on the back burner. And then we will fall back into the mire which we were working so hard to get rid of. Discipline, in its truest form, does indeed produce good things. In the long run, it will produce the freedom that we seek. And the freedom we truly seek can only come from God and this way of life. So then, discipline is a godly trait. Because we are learning to be disciplined, we also learn along our way to how to give an offering to God. We do this on a daily basis. But today, we have an opportunity to bring an offering to God, to show him how much we're willing to give back to him and with what we have been blessed with. This is a very individual thing. It's about our attitude and our willingness to give back to the one who is going to give us eternal life. And it is one more example of discipline and freedom. So now we will have special music as we take up the offering.